world leaders, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is one of them, are in Kabul today. They're there for a major international donor conference. This is the first time that Afghanistan has hosted a conference of this kind, and it's the largest international meeting there in more than three decades. Here's an Afghan member of parliament, someone we've spoken to on the program before, Dawood Sultanzoy.
This is a very important conference, the most important of its kind in the region, historic, basically, and the Afghan people and the government of Afghanistan, we all should be proud.
The critical decisions are going to be made at this conference, but the question is, how much can a meeting actually accomplish? We're joined now by Futhini Christia. She's an assistant professor of political science at MIT. She recently wrote an article for Foreign Affairs magazine called Defining Success in Afghanistan. Welcome back, Futhini.
Thank you so much.
So let's go straight to the title of your article, Defining Success in Afghanistan. What is that definition?
We're basically making an argument for the need of decentralization in Afghanistan, which is actually, it's interesting in the sense that what the Kabul conference is about and what they're trying to pass through their communique is actually totally against what we are arguing. It's for centralization and for empowerment of the government.
I'm going to ask you how much that's going to be discussed at the conference, but let me play you this another comment from Dawood Sultanzoy from the Afghan parliament. Well, he was talking about this conference in particular and whether or not it's going to help.
This could be a blessing and a curse at the same time, this conference. If we are not careful and if we raise too many expectations, we may not be able to deliver.
So, Futhini, most of us aren't used to meetings actually producing a lot of effective work. Will this conference be different?
It's definitely very ambitious. And I argue that the communique that they've put forth is clearly aspirational. I mean, the intent of the conference is basically to set up a roadmap for withdrawal. But its emphasis on empowering a centralized government, which is already seen as illegitimate and corrupt, I don't see how that will facilitate our exit. Basically, the intent is to appease European allies who have to signal to their citizens that they're not bogged down in this conflict and the fact that the casualties are soaring and there is allegations of misuse and embezzlement has made them come up with this document that's quite ambitious.
Well, if corruption is one of the major themes at the conference, the other one is this timeline. They're going to adopt a resolution probably today to hand over security in all 34 provinces in the Afghan government by the end of 2014. NATO will leave and the Afghans will have control of their own country completely. How significant is that timeline?
They are mandated to set a timeline. Whether that timeline can be met by 2014 or ever actually is in doubt. They have to set a clear plan of how they're going to go about doing this by 2010. And people have been thinking about it for a while, trying to set up the right metrics and benchmarks, especially on the military side. But given the situation with the Afghan National Security Forces, the quality and the number of army officers as well as police officers, whether it's going to be feasible by 2014 is highly questionable.
So that's kind of what I wanted to ask, Futhini. One of the big argument here back home in the U.S. for a withdrawal timeline is it's the motivation Afghanistan needs to start to take over security for itself. And it seems like this conference might be sort of the beginning of finding out if that's really true, if having a withdrawal timeline is going to work or if there's just not capacity to handle it.
The whole thing with the setting a timeline and a withdrawal date is also empowering the insurgents in their rhetoric, because they are basically saying, okay, we can wait it out. We'll just wait them out till 2014. They're going to go, and then we'll take over. Whether the government can really live up to what it's saying it can live up to, basically having control over the security of the country by 2014, is in doubt.
Well, Futhini Christia, let me ask you. You talked earlier about your definition of success being a less centralized government, and the conference here is really focused on creating a more centralized government. So, do you think that the government is headed in the wrong direction? Why is decentralization the answer?
The issue with the government is that it's the presumption of focusing on centralization is that the government is legitimate. And that's clearly not the case. If it were legitimate, we wouldn't be facing an insurgency. It has limitations. It's largely seen as corrupt. It cannot project to the periphery. It cannot deliver services to its people. The whole idea with decentralization is this is how Afghanistan has been stable whenever it has been stable, with the local politicians kind of living up to the expectations rather than a centralized government providing for everyone.
Kind of like ward voting in the cities in the United States. But, you know, isn't that more like having to oversee 34 governments and make sure that 34 separate governments are free of corruption? Isn't it easier just to handle one?
Is that the province is not necessarily the unit of analysis here. That yes, indeed, there are 34 provinces, but there are local individuals who could be power holders for several provinces at the same time.
And what are the chances that people might go for that strategy, that NATO and other world leaders will actually accept that?
The problem with that strategy is that some people think that it's going against the existing constitution. That's actually not necessarily the case. The argument we make in the foreign affairs piece is that you can have decentralization within the existing constitution. You just have to be more willing to interpret things in a looser fashion.
And will the people of Afghanistan be more likely to accept that?
Well, traditionally they've been a lot more acceptant to that because they it's easier for them to trust individuals that they actually know rather than a central government, many of whom have never seen.
Okay, Fotini Christia, she's an assistant professor of political science at MIT. Fascinating article in Foreign Affairs magazine called Defining Success in Afghanistan. That conference is going on as we speak in Kabul, a major international donor conference. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is there.